Do you want to stop renting? Homestart can make it happen. Homestart, they are the first home buyer specialists. Visit homestart.net.au, a proud supporter of 6PR Football. VC6415.
We've got Matt Preston on the phone. Now, today is World Plumbers Day or World Plumbing Day. And we thought we'd have a little bit of a chat to Matt. Good evening, Matt. Welcome to the program.
G'day, Fred. How are you going? Not quite Matt Preston. Wrong industry.
Matt Johnson, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I tell you what, it'd probably earn a lot more money if you were Matt Preston, from what I hear. He's doing quite well.
I think so.
Anyway.
Yeah, I would say so.
But you're doing a more important job. You're the president of Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association in WA.
Correct.
What's your role? Tell, for those people who don't know, obviously you come from a plumbing background, I would assume.
I do, yeah. I've been a plumbing contractor for many years. This year I was voted on as president of our industry association here in WA. And the job of the association is to basically be lobby for the industry and put forward all the requirements and the necessary areas of concern in the industry that we have to government and any other legislative body that we need to lobby.
Now, what sort of stuff are you dealing with at the moment? Is there any big issues apart from the fact that we're never going to run out of toilet paper?
In the industry we have sort of big things around our regulatory issues, trying to get some regulation through which will help the industry as a whole, we feel. Other areas that we really like to push the area of training. I speak to a lot of contractors and one of the big areas around that they have concerns with is training. So we will try and lobby to get our training done, try and get more apprentices into the industry. And another big one in the construction, in the commercial field is guaranteed payments from the client, from the builders and government.
Tell me, how many apprentices are we getting now in the trade of plumbing?
Well, I couldn't give you a number, I don't.
Is it larger than it used to? I mean, my brother-in-law's a plumber, and he's been doing it for nearly 50 years, and he's done quite well, but he works incredibly hard. And I remember as a young brother-in-law in my teens, having to go with him and dig trenches around houses, and it wasn't the most popular job, and it was very hard on a 40-degree day and things like that. Is it an attractive trade to still get into, or are people finding they don't want to get into plumbing as much as they used to?
Oh, no, most contractors around now would be inundated by young people trying to get into the trade.
Fantastic.
It's very difficult at the moment because a lot of companies don't take on apprentices because of the cost involved.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a difficult trade, but it's a very rewarding trade. It's a regulated trade. It's a licensed trade, which we feel it needs to stay that way for, you know, the good of the public health, basically.
I agree with you. I mean, a lot of people out there probably don't realise all the types of jobs that plumbers do. I mean, we recently had a new stove fitted, and I would never have known that you call a plumber to disconnect the gas and reconnect
the gas.
It all. And a lot of people don't realise that.
Yeah, well, that's all part of the trade now. We have a plumbing and gas fitting trade where during the apprenticeship, the apprentices do their off-the-job training and they do a gas component in their last year of their training. And then we then go on through energy safety and become licensed gas fitters once we've completed that.
Let's talk about if someone out there is listening through and saying, "Oh, I wouldn't mind being a plumber and gas fitter." What's in store for them? What do they need to do?
The main thing now is, I can only speak from the requirements I put on our apprentices.
Yep.
We take on apprentices in my company every year, and we always in the old days, when I was an apprentice, we finished school at 15 and went. Did our apprenticeship, became a tradesperson, it's changed a lot. The requirements on the kids, we always look at them to finish year 12, do that extra bit of study, become a bit more mature, and then go out and seek an apprenticeship. And also, there are things around nowadays called pre-apprenticeships, which are 13-week courses at either TAFE or a private RTO, registered training organisation, and they can do that to get a feel for the trade.
I was going to say, what a great idea. It's like getting into something, knowing what it's all about before you commit.
Correct, yeah. And it just means that they usually know before they enter into a four-year apprenticeship that they're going to stick it out.
No, look, sounds like a fantastic trade. You'd urge a lot of people, if they're interested, to get involved. Now, basically, they need to finish year 12 still, or can they finish year 10 and go to TAFE?
No, I mean, it's up to the individual company, I think, to depends on their requirements. If they know someone and they finish year 10, by all means, they can certainly approach anyone and do their pre-apprenticeship, do their apprenticeships. I'm not sure what the requirements of the TAFE and RTOs with what year they need to have finished to get into a pre-apprenticeship. They are also very competitive, and then it's even more competitive to gain an apprenticeship at the end of that.
Fantastic. And do we know roughly how many female plumbers we've got, plumbers and gas fitters? Are we sort of lifting the bar there where we're getting more women involved?
There are women getting in through the system. You don't come across many, unfortunately. I think we talked about this at a meeting the other day, and I think there might be 20 female apprentices or plumbers out there. I could be wrong. Don't sort of quote me on that. But
it's moving in the right direction.
Because it's moving in the right direction. Yeah,
I think it's fantastic. Sure. Tell me something. Yeah. Today is World Plumbing Day. What does that mean to all of us here in Australia or WA?
Well, I think it's recognition of the plumbing industry. We as an industry, we think we do an incredibly important job for the public health. We're the front line. We think of ourselves as the gatekeepers, and we try and keep the people safe, the public safe, before they get the diseases and then having to go on to see doctors and nurses.
Correct.
So that's our main important message out there, is that the plumbing trade does a really important job, and we are very proud as an industry to do that job for the public health.
And I think as West Australians, we're very lucky to have amazing plumbers in our state and in our country. I mean, look, some of the jobs aren't the most fantastic jobs. I'd have to say that probably the worst job for me if I was a plumber is unblocking a toilet. Have you ever had to do one of those ones, Matt?
Oh yeah, I've had to do a lot of them, Brett, in my time. I don't do much of it these days.
What was your worst? Can you tell me maybe what something that you didn't enjoy that happened?
What with an unblocking drain?
Oh, anything in your time as when you were an active, obviously, plumber, right?
Yeah.
Was there something that happened that wasn't the greatest or you didn't enjoy?
There were many times, and most plumbers would probably say their worst times were when they were unblocking drains or on the receiving end of somebody flushing a toilet or something whilst they were peering up a cut pipe or something like that.
Dear. So
many a plumber has been doused with sewerage along the way.
What a lovely experience.
So those sort of times are not that pleasant,
All right. Well, it leads me to my next question on this amazing day, World Plumbing Day. How do we choose a good plumber? What do we look for?
Well, obviously, as president of the Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association of WA, I would always urge people to choose a member of that association, a member of the industry association, making sure they are duly licensed and have a credible business policy whereby they can guarantee their work, turn up on time, neat, communicate effectively. All those things that we look for in any service that we might ask for or desire through that.
Now, you know, in recent years, I've heard a lot of people tell me that there's these trade people that come in and do tiling and plumbing and electrical that have come over from, I don't want to say what country, but over in Asia, let's say, and they do incredibly cheap work. And I'm saying, do you hear about those sort of practices or those sort of people that are out there flooding the market with their cheap services? And what should people watch out for when they use things like that?
Oh, definitely. And the main thing there is to make sure that these people will, any plumber or electrician that you get to your door is licensed. We don't need unlicensed tradespeople coming into our industry because they don't know our regulations, they don't know the bylaws that are needed to put in an effective plumbing system, plumbing waste and water system, and that can cause all types of problems. So the main thing is the licensing.
Make sure they're registered.
Other areas.
Master plumbers?
Registered. Master plumbers is always good, yeah. It means that they have an affiliation to the industry. They have a want to put back into the industry.
And tell me, when you get people that are, say you've got the dodgy people, can people report them to someone? Should they be reporting it to your organisation if you get a dodgy plumber and you're not too sure whether they're registered or what do you do?
Yes, it is always good to ring our organisation. We have a hotline, so to speak, direct to our regulatory body, which is the Plumbing Licensing Board. Mm-hmm. And that is report illegal plumbing, and we take that very seriously. Where there are certain requirements like photographs and witness statements and things like that of that plumbing, and we certainly push the PLB to investigate and prosecute if we can.
Well said. Thank you very much, Matt. We're talking to Matt Johnson, the president of the Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association here in WA. Of course, it is World Plumbing Day. So how did you celebrate today? Did you do anything different at all, Matt, in the office?
Not a lot. Unfortunately, my days are taken up trying to manage the coronavirus at the moment.
Dear.
But
how much work is involved for you? Now, you're saying that you're taking up. What sort of things do you deal with?
Oh, I'm just managing my business requirements and all my staff and
fantastic.
Trying to make to keep them safe from the virus.
Yep.
And there's a lot of information coming around and I'm just trying to keep abreast of it.
I've got to say, I love the way us Australians put people first, which is a great thing as well. Well done, Matt. Well, happy Plumbing Day 2020. And do you want to give your website if people want more information and want to get in touch?
I do.
Go for it.
I need to find it. That's I think the best way is to just Google. Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association of WA, and that will come up.
And the hotline
website there.
And the hotline's there as well if people want to get all the information.
Everything on the website.
Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association WA. We may call it up as well and give it to people if they need it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, what's left of it. And I hope you know, it's a wonderful day for you. And new apprentices, if they're interested, look into it now for next year.
Definitely.
Good on you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Have
for
a great night.
Me, Fred.
Good on you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. That was Matt. And if you are a young person out there or an older person or a female and you're thinking plumbing might be something you'd like to get into, give them a ring. Give them a ring or call. Look up their website. Get in touch with the Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association. Definitely a rewarding job, as Matt said.
Do you want to stop renting? Homestart can make it happen. Homestart, they are the first home buyer specialists. Visit homestart.net.au, a proud supporter of 6PR Football. BC 6415.